This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
2 decades ago, only about a tenth of urban Chinese families had a refrigerator. Today, you can find the appliance in close to 95% of their homes. So it's fair to say refrigeration is booming in China, and that's changing everyday life. Nicola Twilley's written about this for the New York Times Magazine, and she joins us now. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, David.
So the headline here, I suppose, is that we've got China surpassing the U.S. at something that it's led the world at for a very long time, and that is cold storage.
That's right. The United States is the first and most refrigerated nation in the world, but that's changing. By 2017, the Chinese will have about a billion cubic feet more cold storage than us.
I look back at the history of refrigeration. We got it as early as the 19th century, and I just wonder why it took China so long to catch up. Is it something that they've been working on or just ignored for a while?
Well, it's actually, they're refrigerating for the exact same reasons we did. The U.S. became majority urban in the 1910s. For China, that tipping point was 2011. You can't really feed an urban population of consumers without refrigeration. It's just that China didn't have to do that till now, and now it's having to do it really, really fast, almost overnight, as sort of 250 million farmers move to the cities.
Really fast. I mean, how difficult is it to build this infrastructure, to build these refrigeration warehouses and to build the facilities to get this food around the country?
Well, I mean, the government is subsidizing it, but it's still a challenge because all the parts of the cold chain is what the industry calls this sort of seamless refrigeration from farm to your domestic fridge. But all the parts of the cold chain have to be in place. It doesn't really matter if you have enough refrigerated warehouses if you don't have enough refrigerated trucks. And so that's what's proving a challenge in China right now. They're building it. They're building it as fast as they can. But connecting it all together is a different matter altogether.
You know, in the U.S., when we got refrigeration, it had almost immediate cultural changes. It changed the way we eat, what we could eat. And as you say, it's early there in China. But are we starting to see that happen?
Yeah, that's the most interesting aspect of this to me. It changes how you shop. So, you know, daily shopping at the wet market in China is beginning to be replaced by a weekly supermarket shop, the same way that we do in the U.S., and it changes what people think of as fresh. The older generation think that refrigerated meat can't possibly be fresh. My interpreter thought that the droplet on a packaging of frozen dumplings was a sign that it was fresh.
There are upsides to this, to refrigeration, and there are certainly downsides. Energy costs come to mind. You know, what's China wrestling with when it comes to refrigeration?
Yeah, well as all of the changes in, you know, how you shop and what you eat and those sorts of things, keeping food cold does require a lot of energy. Currently, cooling is estimated to make up 15% of global electricity consumption. So you can imagine that if China refrigerates to the same extent that the U.S. is refrigerated, that's an enormous amount of energy. However energy efficiently they build, and they're not necessarily building extremely energy efficiently right now. They're more sort of quickly trying to get it up there. So the energy use will go up with it.
Nicola Twilley is the author of What Do Chinese Dumplings Have to Do with Global Warming, which ran in the New York Times Magazine. And you can find a link to that article at our website, marketplace.org. Nicola, thanks.
Thanks for having me.